Sound of Omi, Drop in the Ocean. And I promised you we would be tempting your palate with something exotic from Eat Street, where the action is going to be really exciting this weekend. Now, it's been a week of disruption in Balito. Everything is kind of just broken, you know. We've been through it. Mostly, I think we're almost out of the woods and things are looking up. But here at the Lifestyle Center, the team at Eat Street in particular wants to welcome you to a weekend of really, really cool relaxation, music, food, fun for the whole family. And Chef Peter de Klerk from 45 on Eat Street is in the studio. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good to be here.
It's going to be a good weekend. I have an idea. You've got water.
Of course, of course.
You've got power.
Power.
And
yes,
that's the one thing
Staff,
about
everything.
You see, it's full house and back on deck, all hands on deck. The Lifestyle Center is one place of normality. Often when around us everything is falling apart, here life the Balito way carries on, because that's the way it's managed for your convenience. Now, Eat Street, of course, is already legendary for vibe. The live music is always exciting. This weekend, apparently, it's really good.
Got some good lineups there.
And the food at 45, I know people come from as far as Cape Town, because particularly your desserts, apparently, are like next level. So let's talk about the menu this weekend. What have you got that you could really recommend?
Oh, well, I'd recommend our chef specialities that we're running at the moment. Some beautiful meals on there created with lots of love and flavor and flair. We've got, for starters, let me tempt you with a bit of duck breast. Not your traditional duck breast that you normally find on every restaurant's menu. But we do it a little bit different, because at 45 we love a bit of flair, a bit of flavor, and a bit of difference. Keep us unique.
Now, duck can be traditionally a little dry if it's not done well. So what is your secret?
Oh, that's, you'll have to kill you if I tell you.
Give us a hint. Not exactly the way you do it, but how is it deliciously prepared?
So what we do is our duck breast, we just sear off with a bit of seven spice to give it that nice Asian-y flavor. And then I'm accompanying it by a cherry and brandy reduction, just to give a bit of umami to the palate. Creates a new sensation in the mouth in terms of your sweet, your savory, your salty, and all of that.
Wow.
So yeah, and then we accompany that with a bit of bok choy, just quickly seared, and edamame beans with a pineapple and chili jam.
Okay, that sounds very, very exciting. No mash or rice? That's a traditional South African thing. You've got to have a bit of... With the protein comes the carbs. Come on.
Of course, of course. But, you know, we try to stay away from everything that is so traditional at every restaurant at 45. We want to do something different all the time. So that's why we are coming up with these beautiful meals that have uniqueness, flavor, and just something that no one else does around here.
And that's why 45 is legendary. So the duck is a definite. What else can you recommend?
Oh, we've got a beautiful lamb terrine. So what we've done there is taken a lamb shoulder, we've shredded it. Well, firstly, we braise it off for about 6 hours. So super tender. Then we shred it. We then mold it into a lovely terrine. And then we panko crumb it in our very famous black panko crumbs. And then with that, it's served with root vegetables as a little bit of pompire and lamb reduction, lamb jus reduction.
Wow. Mm. Wow, this is really, I mean, you're talking fine dining here. And yet, 45 is very, very comfortably relaxed.
Of course.
So this is an interesting combination of really good top end fine dining and an atmosphere that you feel at home at. Often the two do not go together, and this is typically Lifestyle Center. It's very sophisticated and yet easy on the palate, easy on the eye, easy on the heart. I'm not sure about the wallet though, because those dishes sound like they could knock you a little bit. But hey, it's we've been through some really tough times, and it's now maybe tonight time to treat yourself. On the menu, on the dessert front, what would you say is one of your standouts at the moment?
Oh, geez. Our white beignet balls are what? Amazing.
What are they made with?
So what we do is we take curvature white chocolate, we mold it into nice little balls, we then cover it with choux pastry, deep fry that off, and we serve it with a beautiful caramel sauce. It's out of this world. It literally, every time you bite, it just explodes with beautiful white chocolate goodness in your mouth.
Oh, man. Okay, well, there it is. Bang goes that diet, and I don't really care, because when life is short, you got to enjoy every minute of it. That sounds exquisite. And for those that are looking for something maybe a little less exotic, you've got some standard fare as well that is just as gorgeous, but possibly a more accessible to maybe the kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've got a beautiful kids menu that just works for the kids. The pizzas, the fish bites, all of that works really well. But for your average dough that's not really into the more finer details of food and that, and just wants a good hearty meal, our ribs are out of this world. They literally fall off the bone. We braise them off in a Chinese master stock for about 8 hours, and then we then flame grill them and coat them with an XO basting.
Wow. Listen, this is the weekend to treat yourself to something really special. I mean, you don't have to reserve it for special occasions only. You know, a lot of people kind of almost live at 45 on Eat Street. Indeed, Eat Street generally is home to so many that enjoy life the Bolito way. But this weekend in particular, well, because, yeah, as I said, there's water here, there's power here, which is possibly a little short supply in the rest of town, and there's vibe, but the food, that's why we're talking to Chef Peter de Klerk from 45 on Eat Street, the man who knows a little thing or two about what will tempt you into pushing the boat out. And I tell you what, Peter, I'm going to be there tomorrow.
I promise you.
I've already made a booking.
Oh, magic. We'll be very happy to have you there.
I can't wait personally, but listen, if you're listening to this and thinking, let's do something special just because we can, why don't we meet at Eat Street this weekend and have an absolute blast? You've heard a little bit about what's on the menu, and if you want to hear it again, we're going to put this up as a podcast shortly after the show. You'll be able to re-listen and share it with some friends, just to tempt them to join you, because why not? Life's short, you've got to enjoy every minute. Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure.